Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We got our good buddy Bob Cuska back on the show with us. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very glad to have him back. Bob has been a good member of our Brain Trust for quite a while now. He spent a career with the Gillette Corporation, helping them do a great job with their human resources activity, and now he's got his own business called The Fusion Factor, and recently he's launched another business. And we're going to get him to tell us about that whole process. What was it like? What's it like starting a business out there these days? As I said, he's our good friend, Bob Cuska. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be on, as usual.
It's good to have you back. When you told me you started this new business, I always ask, anytime I hear somebody starting a new business, I always ask them the questions that are part of that. There's a country music song, and the title of it is, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? So that's what I got to ask you, Bob. I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
Well, you know what? I was thinking a lot. I was thinking, and looking back, Jim, and we launched last week, this has been like having a baby. It took 9 months from the time we said, let's go, to when we did our launch.
Right. So,
what I was thinking was, hey, is there something I could do to meet a need of a consumer? And if I'm going to do that, how am I going to go about that?
Right.
Yeah.
So you had an idea. Did you believe that there was a problem that needed a solution? Did you identify a real problem? Did you have a solution that went looking for a problem? How did it start?
Well, that's a great question. First of all, I believed I had this idea, like many entrepreneurs do, that there was a need out there, and my idea was that college graduates needed better advice on how to enter the workforce. And as a human resource person, I saw that for many years.
You believe that.
I could be totally wrong. One of the things I did in this process, Jim, was I partnered with another individual who had a successful firm already. Yeah. And his firm was advising high school kids on how to get into college.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we did some market research. So we took the idea.
You didn't just go off your gut. You did some research.
Which
is one of the big reasons why people fail, is they get this idea. I think this little corner here needs a restaurant. I'm going to start a restaurant there.
That's right. And we had some gut, but then we put a lot of hard work and discussion. I'm going to break that into a couple components for you. I'm going to talk about a marketing component, a technical component, and a partnership component.
Folks, and this applies to any business that you want to start. I don't care what you do. Go ahead, Bob.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Jim. But every business is different, so how you will approach these things will be different. So the partnership component was, I said, this is something I want to do, but I want to find somebody to partner with. And partnerships have pros and cons, because you can have a great partnership, you can find the right guy or the right woman, or you can have a bad partnership. And going through that process of identifying somebody that will give you complementary resources is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And like dating, you know, I hope... You know, you dated your wife a long time before you popped the question, Jim.
Yeah, I did, but she won't let me date anymore.
Go ahead. That's a good partnership. and I did that with this partner. We talked a lot about my idea, and he was very enthusiastic and wanted to launch right away. And I kind of said, well, let's slow down here. Let's take enough time to really study the business plan.
Did you have more gray hair than he?
I did, as a matter of fact.
Usually the gray hair isn't for nothing, you know. And I didn't inherit any of my gray hair. I earned all of them. So
that's right. I'm glad you brought that up, but I hadn't thought about that at the time I was making the decision to partner. But what was really important about the decision to partner was to find an individual that was not only complimentary, but was willing to do the work, was willing to say, this is a good idea, and I'm going to invest in.
And so did you also, you know, if we're going to talk about partnerships, we have to talk about the concept of values, because the biggest thing that derails a partnership is if the values aren't compatible. The work ethic, the ethics, the attitude about about, you know, whether the goals of the business, if those things aren't compatible, you know, all the knowledge, all the experience, and all the capital in the world won't fix it.
Yep, you're absolutely right. In fact, Jim, you are absolutely prescient, because one of the things that we went through in the marketing plan was to identify the values of the new company, and those values reflected us individually.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went through this process on the marketing plan, which I'll get to in a second, we came up with one whole slide. You know, we had an outside facilitator taking us through this. You know, what were our values and how was that important to what we were doing here?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that we did was very early on, we sat down and said, what are the roles and responsibilities of each of us? Let's get that absolutely clear. You're going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and here's where we'll overlap. We also consulted with the business attorney to put together, you know, a partnership, and because this is an LLC, an operating plan.
Right.
So we did all those things, which some people wait till after they're down the road, and then they consult with an attorney, but we did that very early on. The next thing we did from the marketing perspective, and this was a lot of work, it took us a lot of time, we put together what we call a position map. Again, we utilized an outside resource, and the position map took us through six important criteria for what we were going to be looking at.
Boy, you guys really did do a lot of work. Good for you.
Oh, yeah. So in that, we looked at what is the competitive environment? Who's out there doing what we're doing? What is the target audience? In our case, it was both the students and the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then a very important thing that was taught to me by my consumer marketing friends at Gillette many years ago was, what is the consumer insight? That is, as the consumer is reaching for that product on the shelf in the supermarket, what are they thinking? And, you know, the woman is thinking, you know, I'm willing to pay more for this beauty product because it's going to give me added value. Or the man is thinking, I want a great shave, so I'm going to get a Gillette product.
Right.
And
She's thinking, this, I'm going to pay a little bit more because I think it'll make my family healthier, peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Not just
mm-hmm.
what do I want personally, but how can I get peace of mind?
And then that goes back to the question you asked me earlier, Jim. You know, what are the values? Because the values of the company reflect the values of the individuals running the company.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to deliver, you know, things about knowledge and caring and personality and passion. And those are the things when our parents come to us and say, look it, I want to purchase this service for my son or daughter. They're saying, I want the best for my son and daughter.
Right.
You know, they're hardworking.
It's not just about the product itself, but it's about how the people feel about the product as they're using it. Bob, give us the website.
The website is www.getcareerbound.com.
Say it again.
Getcareerbound.com.
Getcareerbound.com.
Stand and you see, Jim,
Hold on to that thought. I've got to take a quick break. 20 after the hour, right back with Bob Cuska. More on this fascinating startup story after these messages. This is really good stuff, folks. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check out all the good things that we have there for you that help you with your small business. Like the interview we're having with our good friend Bob Cuska right now. There are thousands of outstanding interviews with the Brain Trust members that we've conducted over the years, and you can find those on any topic under the Small Business Sun. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and also take our poll question, which this week is on tax cuts. Should the government extend the tax cuts from 01 and 03, or should they allow them to expire? And when you give us your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Bob Cuska is with us. As I said, Bob is the president of the Fusion Factor, but now a new business, CareerBound, is that right?
It's CareerBound, Jim, yes.
CareerBound, and the website is getcareerbound.com, and you were telling us about all the things you went through, folks. I hope you were paying attention, making notes on the things that Bob had to go through. This is an established, experienced, professional business person who's already started one company on his own. Now he's doing the second one, and still he went through the steps. He went through, and you took 9 months. Bob, I don't know how many people try to start a business and they think of it on Monday, and they launch it on Friday, and then 2 months later or a year later, they don't know why they failed.
Yeah, and you know, emotionally I understand that, Jim, because there were times I was sitting there saying, when am I going to get this thing up and running?
Yeah, yeah.
And as we worked hard, you know, you get that emotionally. You want to see the baby delivered, right?
Patience and discipline. You need to be more patient and more disciplined. It's almost like, you know, it's almost like being patient with a teenager, right, Bob? You got to show more patience than ever before, because if you do it wrong, it's catastrophic.
You bet, Jim. You bet. And doing it right and getting out of the box right, you're doing less correction downstream.
Right.
And that's what our desire was.
Now, I want you to tell us about the business itself. Now, you did a great job earlier of telling us about a lot of good generic steps that you took for this business, which could apply to anybody. But we want to know about the business you're working on.
Okay. The business, CareerBound, is a business aimed at helping college students navigate entry into the workforce.
Yeah.
And this developed, Jim, out of my thinking as I was traveling around the country for Gillette years ago, that, you know, the college placement services didn't have enough resources to help all the students.
Right.
And I'll give you a quick fact. Last year we had 2 million graduates in the United States.
From college. Right.
And only 19%, according to the Society of Human Resource Management, only 19% of graduates last year had a job offer in hand upon graduation.
One out of five. That's
one
that's
out
right.
of five.
That's frightening.
And you know, I don't know how you were in your career, Jim, but I remember many years ago as I was trying to figure out, it was like looking up the big black tunnel. You know, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. You know, I didn't necessarily have, you know, the role models or the resources.
Right.
And I kind of flopped around for a little bit.
Yeah.
And we did a survey with my partner's database of parents. And we asked them a question. We asked, on a scale of 1 to 5, what is the degree of preparedness for your son and daughter to enter the workforce? You know what they told us, Jim?
Probably very low.
85% of them said my son or daughter was either totally unprepared or somewhat unprepared.
Wow. Now, see, the thing I like about this, folks, and this is what you can do this on your own, regardless of what business you're going into. What I like about this, Bob, is you didn't do what we call reporting inside your head. You didn't have this idea that you believed, and you were afraid to find the facts out because you didn't want to hurt your own feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So you said, okay, I'm prepared to learn what the market will bear by doing the research, and if it's not a good idea, I'll go do something else.
You got it exactly, Jim.
And you were prepared for the bad news if that's what happened, right?
You know, we did what I call the brother-in-law question.
Yeah.
Let's ask my brother-in-law if he thinks this is a good idea. And we asked, you know, a lot of brother-in-laws. We asked,
yeah,
you know, our combined network, my partner and I, and everybody said, this is a fantastic idea. But we didn't even just rest on that. We said, we really need to make sure that we check to make sure if we got a good fundamental.
Yeah. And so the business is based, your storefront, so to speak, is online at the website, but you're going to deliver the service pretty much face-to-face, aren't you?
That's right. The service that we delivered, you know, counseling the students face-to-face, you know, we'll do Skype interviews and phone calls as well.
Right.
Once
they
we
don't,
get them
you
started.
Don't have to, you don't have to literally travel to see each other. You can do it through the magic of technology.
That's right. And today's young people, they are much more comfortable with that technology than the past generations.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure that this makes the parents feel a lot better. So of course, part of the problem we got right now is not just that the kids are unprepared and maybe they might be working against themselves by being underprepared. We also got a marketplace that's not prepared for them.
That's right.
So they got to leave no stone unturned, right?
Yeah, you know, and just a simple thing. There's three phases of the process. One's assessment, one's marketing, and one is, you know, how to sell yourself, you know, in the interview.
Right.
And just telling a student, hey, these are the things you need to do. You know, you need to go looking good. You need to go and have good questions. You need to do your homework. That's important for them to
right.
enter the workforce.
And tell them not to take phone calls or text people while they're in the interview. Tell them not to do that, Bob. I actually have had people tell me that this happened to them.
Yeah, you know, we tell them all that, Jim. In fact, we tell them, make sure you put your voicemail on your telephone, your cell phone, that it doesn't say, yo, leave a message.
Yeah, yo, dog, leave a message. Hey, Bob, give us that website one more time.
It's getcareerbound.com, Jim.
And it's also fusionfactor.com, too, right?
Yep, that's my main business.
Thanks, Bob, for being here. Good job today. Well done.
Thank you, Jim.
Good luck with
As
the new
always,
business.
It's great to talk to you.
Good luck with the new business. Bob Kustka. K-U-S-T-K-A. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Bye, baby.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.